Welcome to Discover Daily by Perplexity. I'm your host, Alex, and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. Today, we have a jam-packed episode. From Apple's incredible journey to the shakeup at OpenAI's startup fund and the upcoming EU version of the Alt Store, we've got it all covered. First on our agenda is the remarkable story of Apple's rise over the past 48 years. What started as a garage startup by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne has now evolved into one of the world's most influential technology companies. Apple's journey is a testament to the power of innovation and the relentless pursuit of excellence. From the groundbreaking Apple I and the Coo computers to the revolutionary Macintosh, Apple has consistently pushed the boundaries of what's possible in the world of technology. Despite facing challenges and internal struggles, the company has always managed to bounce back stronger than ever, especially with the return of Steve Jobs in 1997, which marked the beginning of a transformative era for Apple. Under Jobs' leadership, Apple launched iconic products like the iPod, iPhone, and iPad, each redefining their respective markets. The introduction of the iTunes Store and the App Store further solidified Apple's position as a leader in digital content and applications. Even after Jobs' passing in 2011, Tim Cook has continued to steer the company towards new heights, expanding Apple's ecosystem with the Apple Watch, Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and various services like Apple Pay, iCloud, and the Apple Card. Apple's financial success is unparalleled, with the company becoming the first publicly traded U.S. company to be valued at over $1 trillion in 2018 and reaching a valuation of just over $3 trillion in June 2023. This growth is a reflection of Apple's immense impact on technology and culture, driven by its commitment to innovation and quality. But Apple's influence goes beyond just its products. The company has been a pioneer in design, user experience, and environmental sustainability. Its iconic retail stores have redefined the shopping experience, and its software platforms, including iOS and macOS, have created vibrant ecosystems for developers and users alike. As we celebrate Apple's 48th anniversary, it's clear that the company's journey from a visionary's dream to a global icon of innovation is a testament to the power of technology to change the world. Moving on to other exciting developments in the tech world, let's talk about the recent shakeup at OpenAI's startup fund. CEO Sam Altman has relinquished control of the fund, transferring formal control to Ian Hathaway. This move aims to resolve the unusual corporate venture structure that had been in place since the fund's inception in 2021. Hathaway, who joined OpenAI in 2021, has played a key role in managing the startup fund, leading investments in various early-stage AI-driven companies across fields like healthcare, law, and education. The fund has already backed at least 16 startups, including Descript, a collaborative editing platform, and Ghost Autonomy, which develops software for autonomous driving. This development comes amidst reports that OpenAI and Microsoft are working on a massive $100 billion data center project involving an AI supercomputer dubbed Stargate, set to launch in 2028. The success of this project largely depends on OpenAI's ability to ready its next major upgrade, due out early next year. In other news, WorldCoin, another of Altman's ventures, has attracted regulatory scrutiny, with Portugal's data watchdog ordering the company to halt its data collection efforts due to various concerns. Shifting gears to the world of mobile apps, let's explore the upcoming EU version of the Alt Store, an alternative app store for iOS devices. Developer Riley Testut is working hard to make Alt Store compliant with Apple's requirements under the new Digital Markets Act, which will allow for alternative app marketplaces starting with iOS 17.4 in March 2024. The EU Alt Store is set to offer exciting features, such as allowing developers to monetize their apps using Patreon integration, creating a new business model outside of Apple's standard in-app purchase system. At launch, users can expect to find Testit's own apps, including the Delta Video Game Emulator for free and the Clip Clipboard Manager app for a small monthly Patreon pledge. One of the most significant advantages of the EU Alt Store will be its simplified installation process, which will work virtually the same as the App Store, eliminating the need to connect to a computer. However, it's important to note that these changes only apply to iPhones in the EU and won't be available for iPads or users outside the EU, even if using a VPN. As the EU Alt Store awaits final approval from Apple under the new DMA rules, it's clear that this alternative app store is poised to provide iPhone users in Europe with greater choice and flexibility when it comes to accessing and downloading apps. And that's all for today's episode. For links to all of today's stories and access to the world's knowledge, check out the episode description or download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS. Before we sign off, we want to take a moment to express our gratitude to our subscribers who have been tuning in to Discover Daily. Your support means the world to us, and we're glad to have you as part of our community. And to our new listeners who are just joining us, welcome. We're so glad you've discovered our show. We'll be back tomorrow with another exciting episode, so be sure to join us then. Until next time, stay curious.